Welcome to Pure Connect Podcast with Dr. Geshom Sikala, a celebrity mentor and prince. He is a businessman, humanitarian, author, speaker, television host, media personality, pastor to the stars, and global goodwill ambassador. Here, Dr. Geshom will help you understand true success and prosperity, maximize your true potential, experience God's presence, deepen your relationship with God, and learn to walk with God. Now, here is Dr. Geshom.
Woo. Now, I understand this. This is Mary, born in the cow dung, in a smelly place, stinky place, where kings don't want to even go there, but the wise men, they brought all the best clothing, they brought all the best perfumes, you can name it, more expensive than Tom Ford, more expensive than Chanel, more expensive than the most expensive spices in the entire world, the frankincense, the purest one, not the fake one with chemicals. Those days, frankincense was as expensive as gold. In the poorest area, yet was wrapped in the most wealthy clothing, perfume. Yet, Mary, she was learning for her life, rejection. No one understood her vision. No one understood what she was calling. No one even was understanding why she was pregnant. Why Joseph and Mary, they lashed to be, you know, they just got married quickly. And there she was pregnant. She couldn't say anything to anyone because no one can understand the vision. No one can understand the power. Sometimes some of you are misunderstood by what you believe God. One of the ways to know that you're anointed, be misunderstood. Wealthy people get misunderstood when they're coming up with inventions. They're called foolish. When they're coming up with businesses, they are caught unwise. But eventually, when they become successful, then everyone wants to do what they want to. When God calls you for a vision, God gives you something. You're pregnant with something. No one understands. Now, there was a woman called Elizabeth. She was so old that she could not have children. She waited for a long time to have a baby with a husband as a care, who was a prophet. Can you imagine, is a prophet wanting a baby, but his wife cannot conceive. But this is a man who was talking to God and walking with God. And his wife became so old to the place where she cannot have baby anymore. But when Zechariah went into the presence of God, God spoke to him and gave him the name John and told his wife, he spoke to him, his wife is going to be pregnant with a baby called John, and he will be a great prophet. He will have the spirit of Elijah. He will be a forerunner in preparation for the Son of the living God to be born. It was an impossible thing that Zechariah had. It was impossible. Remember, words have power. Because God did not want Zechariah to speak against his own destiny, against his own seed, against his own dream. He shut his mouth. Zechariah could not speak until the baby was born. There are certain visions you don't have to talk about it until it is born. There are certain plans you don't have to talk about it until it is born. Elizabeth was pregnant. Their husband became dumb. He can't talk. But the day John was born, the Bible says he was able to speak. The first thing he spoke, "This is my baby called John." How do you know? There's certain things that God gives you, certain things that you can't share to everybody. If John, if Zechariah went around and says, my wife is pregnant at 80 years old. Imagine what the shame that Elizabeth went on. 80 years old, she was pregnant. Imagine a very old woman pregnant. Everybody is gossiping about her. How did she get pregnant? She's too old. Everything came to life at the age of 80. She was able to breastfeed the child. She was able to carry the baby at 80. She was the talk of the town. An old woman is pregnant. She carried the pain. The husband could not defend because he was dumb. He could not talk. Even him, he cannot understand why their wife was pregnant at 80. Because he has already given up hope. So the only thing was God to close his mouth. Then one day, Elizabeth, out of sadness, Mary also was going through the same thing. You are 14 years old, Mary. Why are you pregnant? Where did you get pregnant? What's going on? You just got married a few weeks ago. How can this pregnancy become so big? How? Mary was going through that same discrimination. How did you just get pregnant? Got married suddenly, and suddenly you have pregnancy. Mary's gone through that pain. Elizabeth is going through another pain of being discrimination of being an old woman who's pregnant. People, everyone, those days, the appropriation in California, you can hide. This time you can hide. You can choose just to hide and have Uber Eat. No one can even see you. But there was no Uber Eat. There was nothing. You got to go to the field and pick up some vegetables by yourself. People need to see you. And the restrooms were not inside the house. They were outside. The showers were outside. Can you imagine the society that Mary was raised in? There was nowhere to hide. And the elders and the religious people are looking for a weakness so they can stone her. And they have to keep a secret that it is of the Holy Spirit. So Joseph and Mary did not tell anybody about what's going on. They kept it among themselves. Even Jesus, even Mary himself, he saw so many angels, so many visitations, but she could not speak. Let me give you this scripture. Very powerful. You know, Mary knew a lot about Jesus, but she kept it to herself. So, let's read this quick scripture. It's very powerful. It helps me when God begins to speak to me about different things in my life. There are certain things. That is Luke chapter 1, verse 29, verse 33. Read Luke chapter 1, verse 29 to 33. I want you to listen carefully. I'll be done soon.
Luke chapter 1, verse 29 through 33. Mm. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever, for his kingdom will never end."
and read Luke chapter 2, verse 19. This is exciting, people. I want you to pay attention to Luke chapter 2, verse 19.
Luke 2, verse 19. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Dr. Geshom will continue with that word in a moment. Kindly note that you can continue to discover God's powerful truth and much more in Dr. Geshom's other resources, which include his new books, Delete the Offense and Healing Your Own Soul, a book that will bring wholeness to your being. You can get these copies on Amazon or go to www.geshomsikala.org. Now, let's get back to Dr. Geshom as he continues with today's word.
Treasured all these things and pondered. The word to ponder means she kept it all to herself. She was internalizing it, thinking. She was just thinking. They were too great. She got pregnant without knowing Joseph. She sees angels. She hears God's voice. She has all these visitations that God would visit her and comfort her in the time when she's crying, in the time when she's stressed. God was sending angels to encourage her and comfort her. Let me tell you something. When you are discouraged or something is going on, God sends angels of encouragement over you. Just as he did to Mary when she was going through a tough time, God sent angels. And there's no way Mary can explain it to the neighbor or somebody else. Also, if Mary opened her mouth and said, I did not sleep with Joseph. I just got pregnant. They'll say, you're a liar. You have to be sown. Then they'll bring before the elders. Religious people are very dangerous people. They don't always understand the will of God. The Sadducees and the Pharisees, the lawmakers, the law carriers that made sure the law was followed. They'll make sure they'll turn Mary to the example of everybody, every young woman. Thou shalt not be pregnant before your marriage. They'll make sure she's stoned. They would have been stoning a wrong person. And yet, they don't know because they don't understand the spiritual thing. So Joseph had to keep a secret and Mary had to keep a secret. Do you know how hard that was? Then Elizabeth too had to keep a secret. I think their husband was not a secret keeper, so God shut his mouth. The husband would have been just talked to everybody. So God, the Bible says, he shut the mouth of Zechariah that he could not talk. He was dumb until after 9 months when John was born. That's when he opened, when John was born, that's when he opened his mouth and said, he's John. So when Elizabeth's baby was in her womb, I want you to listen to this. And Mary's baby was in our home. That is Jesus. So Mary was visiting Elizabeth. And they were cousins. They were related. They were all having the same miracles, but in a different way. Elizabeth did not know what was going on into Mary's life. And Mary did not know what was going on in Elizabeth's life. But they were going, it's women, they were camping up to go and talk about life. Women like to talk. So women were going, and the babies jumped. Woo! And Elizabeth also felt it, and Mary felt it. Then Elizabeth said, you are not cursed. You are a blessed and highly favored woman. Blessed is the seed that is in your womb. Then Mary said, finally, somebody acknowledges me. She was encouraged. Sometimes you need Elizabeth that I've experienced, that advanced in age, that have gone through the same pain and what they are calling. They know what you're carrying because they carried it before. Remember, John was older than Jesus in the natural. So Elizabeth experienced first. So he knew the pain first. So he encouraged Mary. I said, Mary, I know what you're carrying. You are blessed and highly favored among all women. Because what you are carrying something great. Let me tell you something. Elizabeths are important in your life, are important in your ministry, important in your business to encourage you, to strengthen you when things are going harder. You need Elizabeth to speak. And Mary was encouraged. The baby's ripped in their womb. He said, I understand you, what you're going through, Mary. I understand what you're going through, Elizabeth. They encourage each other. I pray that God will send someone that will understand the baby you are calling, the vision you are calling, somebody that will. His baby will rip. I pray that even as you enter into 2025, that God will send Elizabeth that understand you. Elizabeth that will find your vision. Elizabeth that will encourage you. Elizabeth that will pray for you. Elizabeth that will protect you and cover you. Elizabeth that will keep your secrets. Elizabeth that will know what you're carrying. Mary was encouraged. I want you to understand that Jesus, he was sent on earth to come and save the mankind. The visions that God gives you is not for you, it's for the people. The company you're creating is for other people. Everything we do is for other people, including this anointing that I have is not for me, it's for you, to unlock you, to set you free. Do you know what you got is not yours, it's for someone else? God will send Elizabeth that will strengthen you and encourage you. Elizabeth, number one, Elizabeth had experience. Number two, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Number three, Elizabeth knows your pain. God will send people that know your pain, but they will be filled with the Holy Spirit. And they will also have experience. Experience. To encourage you, not to judge you. To help you, not to discourage you. God has given you a big vision that needs Elizabeth to acknowledge you, strengthen you. Some of you, all you had is Sadducees and the Pharisees that have been judging you, want to kill you, stop you, but God says, I will send Elizabeth. Remember that when Jesus was born, they were still seeking the baby to be dead. Even when your business is born, there are people who want to kill your business. Even when your ministry is born, there are people who want to kill your ministry. Even when that dream has come to pass, it's fully born. There are enemies of success. There are enemies of destiny. There were enemies that were after Jesus. Let's read this in the book of Luke very quickly. I want you to understand. Actually, I'm just going to say it because of time. King Herod sent forth his people to say, go and find the baby and kill the baby. Now, King Herod is that type of the spirit, like a Jezebel spirit. It's a type of the spirit of a jealous spirit. It's a type of the spirit of mercy. It's a type of the spirit that want to destroy and taint your name. It's a type of the spirit that want character discrimination, character assassination. It just want to take you out of business, out of the shelf, out of your life. But God will send an angel. God sent an angel in the middle of the night. God visited Joseph through an angel. Say, Joseph, take your baby to Egypt. So Mary and Joseph, they quickly got onto the donkey and rushed and went to Egypt. Thank God for Egypt. Egypt was not known and a God replaced. There are times God will give you non-believers to protect you. There are times God will give you ungodly people to protect you. There are times God will give you people that you don't even think they are godly enough, but to keep you and protect you. He was right there in the midst of idol worshippers, sorcerers in Egypt, the rejecters of God. That's where Jesus was. Safe and protected. Protected by darkness. He is the light, but he's protected by darkness. Then after some time, an angel speaks. Those that seek your life, they are no more. They are all dead. Now go back. And he went. Let me tell you something. God sometimes will protect you and hide you so that you may not be charged for murder when your enemies are destroyed. So that you may not be, if Jesus was around, they would have accused Jesus. This baby Jesus has made the Herod to be dead. They've made these people to be dead. But because he was not there, God wants to protect your life and he doesn't want you to be charged for murder. Those that seek your life, they are no more. I love that scripture. Return to Jerusalem. Return to Nazareth. Then Jesus returned. God knows the enemies of your life. So when God tells you, hide, hide. When God tells you to go to a certain place, go. Because he knows what is it that wants to destroy your vision. What is it that wants to destroy what God has put in you. But I want you to understand the life of Jesus is your life. And the Bible says to Mary, the baby that you're calling shall be great. What you're calling shall be what? Great. Never undermine what you're calling. It's great. Hallelujah. Merry Christmas. God bless you. Let me pray for you. You can stand to your feet. Let me just pray for you. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to support the ministry and stay up to date with new episodes.